This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1170. It's getting old. How to mask your precise emotion with a colorful phrase.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Is something getting tiring, frustrating, or boring? You don't always have to use the exact word. Today, find out what you can do instead.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, Lindsay, how's it going?
Hey, it's going well, Michelle. How about you?
It's going well. I don't know. How's the weather been in Boston? Because it's been kind of gloomy over here.
I don't know. Yeah, we're recording this in April, but now it's June.
So
I'm hoping that the sun is blazing and it's hot and sunny these days, really. But now in April, well, today's a gloomy day.
And it's also May, Lindsay.
And it's May. It's May? It's May. You're right. We are recording today on May 2nd. You're right. I forgot we'd already tipped into May.
That's true. You keep on saying it's April. I'm like, wait a second.
That's so true. I mean, but gloomy weather, Michelle, actually gloomy, that word, we now have an Instagram channel at All Ears English. So you guys can find it if you go on Instagram. I actually did a tiny little video to teach the word gloomy last Friday because I was down at my parents' beach house and it was really gloomy. It was really cold and windy, and that is the worst time to be on the water. They're right near the water. And so I went out and I taught our listeners gloomy on our channel. So go find our channel, guys.
Okay, that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's not that cold, but the sun just hasn't been out, and this weather is just getting old. Like, mm-hmm. I just want to be able to get to that place where I leave my house without wearing a jacket or even thinking about it, you know?
I think by the time this episode comes out, you'll be there. I think June 10th.
So.
If you can't,
who knows?
I would hope so.
I hope so too, but you never know.
I don't know. We'll see. Maybe you have to move somewhere. Michelle, you have to move somewhere warm.
Yeah, maybe that's the answer. That's the answer. Because I know I'm always complaining about the weather.
Yeah.
But yeah, so guys, I don't know. Lindsay, did you catch on to something I said? I used a cool little phrase.
Yeah, you said it's getting old.
Yeah. Did that sound natural to you? Would you use that?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And the weather is definitely at this time, well, more like around March, April, the cold weather gets very old if you live in a place like the Northeast. Yeah.
For sure. So, guys, I was using this phrase the other day and I thought, oh my gosh, this is such a natural one. We have to talk about it today. So we are going to chat about this phrase today. It's a really, really good one. And we also want to direct you over to another episode we did. It's episode 1023 and it's called The Language of Aging in American Culture.
Interesting.
So, you got to listen to that one also.
Okay, awesome. So what does the phrase mean when we say it's getting old?
Well, of course, I mean, you can actually, you know, use it more literally to talk about age, right? Like, I'm getting old, right? But also, you can use it in a way to talk about, you know, like freshness or getting tired of something, right? So it could, I mean, so in the way to talk about age, it's more like, oh, wow, I'm getting old. I never go out past 10 p.m. anymore. Or what's another thing you could say? Well,
so that's the most straightforward one, right? Yeah. Literal age, actual age. I'm getting old. I'm, you know, almost 38. I guess I'm getting old.
No, not old.
No. But yeah, I think, as you said before, also something, a piece of fruit is aging. Oh, this looks like it's getting old. You should throw it out. I like that. I think that's a good one. But also just kind of like maybe an activity is starting to get a little bit dull. It's losing its pop
for you.
It's losing its freshness. And something's it's getting a little tiring, frustrating. It's getting old, right? Or sometimes a person's attitude can be getting old.
Oh, like, that's true.
You know, just maybe let's say you and some friends go for a weekend to a ski house. You rent a ski house and there's one oddball that's with you for some reason. And he's kind of socially awkward, makes rude jokes. At the beginning, the first night, you kind of put up with it. But then by Sunday, you say, oh, this guy's just getting old. This is getting old. I'm done. Right. That's a good use of that.
Right. That's true. Yeah. So it's kind of like just enough of something. You've had enough, right? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it can be for a variety of reasons that you've had enough. So, yeah, but Lindsay, we wanted to remind our listeners of something before we get more into this.
Oh, absolutely. So guys, we have a podcast. We have another podcast. It's called the IELTS Energy Podcast. And just last month, a few months ago, Jessica revealed to our community that she has been an examiner, an IELTS examiner for 14 years. And she is my co-host over there.
Wow.
Yeah. Amazing, right? Amazing. That means she has administered thousands of speaking tests and corrected thousands of writing task ones and task twos. So she knows exactly what you guys need to pass the exam. She's my co-host over there. She's over here on this show on Thursdays. All right, Michelle? And yeah, go over there and subscribe. Check it out. Leave us a review. Become a listener at IELTS Energy if you're going to take the exam soon.
Got it. Okay. Awesome. Definitely go over there and do that. That is so cool.
This is so cool. This is so cool. Absolutely. Guys, this is exciting. All Ears English is on Instagram. Finally, search and follow All Ears English over there. Plus, later in the week, this week, we are going to have a fun Instagram challenge coming up. So follow us now on that page to get ready for it. See you over there.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
All right. So then do we have some example phrases here, Michelle, that we can show our listeners how to use this?
Right. Definitely. Yeah. So again, talking about, you know, not just the way of like the food is getting older or a person is getting old, like their actual age, right? Mm-hmm. So let's give some examples. So the first one is, I think it's time for them to just end this TV series anyway. It's getting old and I don't know anyone who watches it.
Right. Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Mm-hmm. Right. So it might be actually aging, you know, many seasons of a show, right? Mm-hmm. But here it sounds more like I'm saying, you know, it's just not fresh anymore. It's just not interesting. It's kind of boring or dull.
Yeah. Or you could be talking to a person. So, or a person who takes a constant mood that never changes. Like, you're always in a bad mood. It's really getting old and it's hard to be around you lately.
Mm. Ooh, that sounds like a fight is about to start.
This makes me think of, I had a roommate in college that we had to kind of have this conversation because there was some very heavy energy that she was kind of putting out into the world and it was hard to be around it. And we had to kind of sit down and be like, look, your mood is bringing us all down. This is hard. It's getting old. Like, we're struggling. Sometimes you have to have these conversations. So
Right. That's true. Or another one is, I know you love eating mac and cheese, but isn't it getting old already? You're not tired of it?
Zero nutritional value.
That sounds like my niece and nephew. They eat all like that. Like, oh my gosh, mac and cheese. They love mac and cheese.
Really? That's so funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
Kids are so picky when it comes to what they eat.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that is so true. I don't know. I mean, I guess I used to be that way as well, but now I like, you know, I get so tired of eating the same thing.
I know. I figured if I ever have kids, I'm going to try to feed the kids like the exact adult food just mashed up from the beginning. So they're going to get Brussels sprouts pureed from day one if I can.
I'm actually starting that. I'm starting to feed my baby solids now.
That's really good, because then they won't have the kid dinner and the adult dinner. They'll just eat the adult food and they'll get the good nutrients and stuff, not the weird kid stuff like hot dogs and, I don't know, tater tots, whatever kids eat.
I think that's wishful thinking, Lindsay. I think it's a nice, probably I think everybody thinking. Goes into it thinking that,
yeah,
like,
yeah, right.
But
sure.
I think eventually, yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'll let you know when I get there, but right yeah. now he can barely eat anything that's from a spoon, but, just seeing the other kids, oh my gosh, I don't know how your niece is, but
she's like that. You're on this journey now, so you're gonna have to report back to us.
I will.
How it goes with the baby, whether he's able to eat the, you know, Brussels sprout. but yeah, it's true. My niece is very picky. She definitely will throw a fit when she doesn't get what she wants, but tricky. So it's not easy. It's easy for me to sit here and say that if I have kids, I'll do this, but no.
No. But it's a good thing to like aspire to with giving. I definitely have that thought now. I'm like, oh, I'll be able to make him eat everything. So, but I'm like, we'll see what actually happens. Anyway, guys, we kind of went off on a tangent here, but, but basically I think getting old, I think it's a great catch-all phrase because it can mean many things. Like you have to just be able to read the speaker and to know what they mean by the phrase, right? Do they mean frustrating? Do they mean boring? Do they, right? Cause it can mean like when I say that your bad mood is getting old, right? Mm. I don't mean boring.
Yeah, that's right? true. Mm, that's a good point, Michelle. It's broad. It can mean a lot of things.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you kind of have to pay attention and figure out which one, what are they trying to say here? So, and you know, we also wanted to say that there is the opposite here. You can say something never gets old.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So here's an example. So I love getting lunch with you every week. It never gets old. We always have a great time. Yeah.
Right.
That's good.
Or I'm so into these books. They are like, there are like 100, but they never get old. Each one is amazing.
Or our trips to the beach never get old. I hope the weather gets better soon. There's the weather comment.
Yeah, another one. Oh my gosh. You can see I'm so boring. All I think is, you guys can say Michelle's discussions about the weather are getting old.
I don't think our listeners think you're boring, Michelle. I don't think so.
Thank you. So you can say something is getting old or it never gets old, and both are good. And I really love them because they're really expressive. I think they have a lot of emotion in just one small phrase, right?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah, that's great.
Because it can be easy to kind of get into this, you know, just trying to use one word to label our feelings, right? Like it's getting frustrating, it's great, it's fresh, it's irritating, right? Yeah. And instead of using those words, this phrase is really colorful and yet it doesn't say right straight out exactly how the person feels. So you have to kind of like listen. It's because it's a little bit more nuanced.
So also you're saying, so on the flip side of that, it can be a way of kind of not revealing everything. It's kind of a way of hinting,
right?
That something is hard for you, but you don't know, you're not saying exactly in what way.
Right. Exactly. So I think, you know, our listeners at this level are really ready for this, right? To pick up the subtleties of emotion in phrases and to use them.
Oh, absolutely. And we don't always want to say exactly what something is like for us. So by using this blanket term, that's also, by the way, very colloquial, it's colorful, I agree, and it's also very native. It's like, it's very much kind of street language that also works in the office too, of course. But yeah, it's kind of a way of cloaking your full emotions if you want to at that point in the relationship.
Right. And also, you know, then we come into intonation and things like that I always talk about, you know, so that kind of can help you read what the person is saying. But it's just different. It's just a little bit different than just saying, oh, this is frustrating, which is great and important, too, to have those basic vocabulary words. But this is kind of taking it a step up.
Yeah, I agree. I think this is very next level. Wow, language is fascinating. It's so fascinating how we can pick and choose our words, and based on that, we can convey or not convey or hide a little bit or just be more open. It's really interesting. So cool.
Yeah, definitely. So should we do a little role play?
Definitely. Here we go. So we're having lunch today, right? Deciding what to order? Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, hey, Michelle, should we get an appetizer?
Sure. How about the nachos?
Ooh, yeah, I love those. They never get old.
Yeah. Oh no, this table is dirty. This place seems to have trouble staying clean. It's getting old. I'll talk to the manager.
Sounds good. You're right.
Like the nachos, we don't like the cleanliness.
Oh, that makes me think of my favorite sports bar that I go to. We go and we have this black bean burger. I have this black bean burger with a beer, and it never gets old. It's so good. I love it every time. I could go every other week, and it just never gets old. They do it so well.
That's so cool. Yeah, I know. Those things that you could just eat over and over and over again.
Yeah, for sure. What's something like that for you, just real quick? Anything?
Ooh, good question. I would say I love bubble tea.
Oh, yeah. You've been talking about that
bubble
tea.
Bubble tea never gets old for me. Also, and most salty things, unfortunately.
Awesome.
And if you guys listened to our last one of our last episodes, grapes.
Grapes, yeah. Clearly, and not so much the red ones, but the green ones, right?
The green ones, yeah.
Okay, but good to know. Okay. Good to know.
So, guys, you'll have to listen to that episode to find out what we're talking about there. But let's just go through it. So we talked about the appetizer, and you said, I love those. They never get old.
Yeah, perfect. And then you said, yeah, oh, no, this table is dirty. This place seems to have trouble staying clean. It's getting old. So, meaning you're getting sick of seeing that it's dirty, that the place is dirty.
Exactly. Right? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, Lindsay, I mean, what's the takeaway for today?
Well, I mean, I think we already said it, right? This is really next level. It's a way of, you don't have to put everything on the table all the time in terms of your exact emotions, but this is a way to say it's not working for you, and then maybe later you can go into more detail. But it's a way to introduce the fact that things aren't working for you in one way or another. So this is really good, guys. I think you're ready for this. And so try it out. I mean, this is exciting.
Yeah, this is fun. It gives you different ways to say things, and it could be, there's a lot that could be jam-packed into this phrase as to what you're really feeling.
Wow, good episode today, Michelle. This is great. And thanks for bringing this up. Cool.
Thank you. All right, Lindsay, have a good day. And guys, thanks for listening.
Yeah, totally. And guys, remember, you can always get the transcripts. You can get them by email at allearsenglish.com/subscribe. Or if you want to see them right on your phone while you listen, go get the app in the iOS app store, allearsenglish.com/bonuses. Okay, all right. Michelle, I'll see you soon. Take care.
See you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.